USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell takes to the Senate floor to claim impeachment is distracting the Senate from enacting legislation.
Yesterday, House Democrats released their much-hyped resolution, which was advertised as bringing fairness and due process into Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff's closed-door partisan inquiry. Unfortunately, the draft resolution that has been released does nothing of the sort.
Firefighters in Southern California bracing for historic winds today. Most of the region under a red flag warning. Winds will gust to about 80 miles an hour, and they're only going to fan the fires which are burning, including a huge one near L.A. now. Northern California also feeling winds which are fanning flames of the Kincade Fire, which has now burned 115 square miles.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
FBI Director Chris Wray is warning about evolving threats to the United States.
The threats out there aren't the same from a decade ago. They're evolving in scale, in impact, in complexity, in agility.
During a House hearing, Wray says terrorism moves at the speed of social media and noted the growing concerns about domestic homegrown terrorism that is inspired by violent extremist ideologies. Was convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's prison suicide in August actually a homicide?
There are multiple three fractures in the hyoid bone, the thyroid cartilage, that are very unusual for suicide and more indicative of strangulation, homicidal strangulation.
That's Dr. Michael Baden, forensic pathologist and former chief medical examiner in New York City. He's also a Fox News contributor, and he was speaking on Fox. Epstein was awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges involving underage girls. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House has unveiled a website aimed at helping millions of Americans tackle substance abuse. Findtreatment.gov went up on Wednesday, the latest in the administration's attempts to tackle the opioid epidemic. Director of the Office of National Drug Coalition Policy, James Carroll, noted that the website will work alongside with their drug control efforts.
A 5% reduction nationwide in the number of Americans that are dying. While it's just a small step, it shows that I think that if we can come together, if you all can broadcast that news on findtreatment.gov, once we put it together, if we can stop the flow of drugs coming into the country, especially across the southwest border and through the mail and through other ways, we're going to make a difference. We're going to save lives.
It's all or nothing for the Washington Nationals or Houston Astros tonight in Houston. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Game 6 of the World Series tied the score 3-3. The Nationals took the lead in the fifth inning and just kept going. They defeated the Astros 7-2. Tonight, the seventh deciding game will determine the World Series championship for 2019. Nationals manager Dave Martinez was ejected during the seventh inning stretch for arguing a questionable interference call involving leadoff man Trey Turner. Game 7 will also be in Houston. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
First pitch is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.